Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's new book, Paperboy. To order today, go to howiecarshow.com and click on store.
Even after 8 hours stuck in a courtroom for the sake of fat Alvin Bragg's extremely feeble criminal allegations, President Trump's workday still wasn't done. He took off to Harlem to visit a convenience store where clerk Jose Alba was robbed at gunpoint back in 2022. President Trump met with the bodega owner and his son. Then he expressed gratitude for the kind words from the Bodega Owners Association. While they can't outright endorse a candidate, small business owners of New York City have made their choice pretty clear.
Everything is screwed up in New York, and the whole world is watching. This judge is so conflicted. You understand that. You'll take a look at that. There's never been a judge so conflicted as this. It's ridiculous. And also, there's no crime. You know where the crime is? In the bodegas, where they come and rob them every week, or more than that. They come in with guns, and he's not allowed to have a gun, okay? That's not good. Not the father of this movie star. He's going to be a movie star, you know that. He's going to forget about bodegas. You're going to be the movie star. We'll send him to Hollywood. Goodbye, everybody.
What's your plan for the rest of the days in New York?
Do you think Joe Biden would ever visit a Harlem bodega? His wife can't even pronounce the word bodega.
The Bogadas of the Bronx.
Listen to the Howie Carr Show today at 3 or watch the show live at rumble.com/thehowiecarrshow.